USA, now with 9-11 left in the fourth quarter, leading by 22 points. Dave, looking back at the historical matchups here between these two schools, only once has, actually a few times in the most recent years, but has USA scored over 36 points. They scored 39 points back in 1983 against Ubley, and a 39-0. They scored 32 points in 1985. This is a handoff to the right side. Brandon Harper making up for the penalty. He's past the original line of scrimmage. Cuts back to the middle of the field. He has the first down. He's to the 25, to the 20. He has no one to beat.
He's got a blocker again.
And he has a block in front of him, and he is in for the score. Brandon Harper from midfield and beyond, in for the 59-yard score. Touchdown, USA. Brandon Harper broke free of about four tackles and found himself in the end zone with a 59-yard scamper. It's now 42-14 USA.
And great moves by Harper. Good vision to follow his blockers down the field. Noting that he had a lot of blockers downfield, so give credit to the USA Patriot line and receiving corps to stay with the play and make the blocks, especially when Harper cuts it back to the opposite side of the field to score the touchdown.
Lindenberg under center for the two-point conversion, trying to make it 44-14. It's a handoff to the right side, and nothing going there, and the two-point conversion failed as they tried to hand it off.
Milky, number 22.
So with 8:49 left in the fourth quarter, USA extends their lead to 42-14 in Ubley, Michigan. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
From the bathroom to the home office, a custom entertainment center, or a fabulous new kitchen, D&M Cabinet Shop has the experience and quality craftsmanship you deserve. They understand your expectations and deliver your dreams. Your home is important. Let D&M Cabinet Shop change dull to exciting. Call D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. Check them out on the web at dnmcabinet.com or stop by the shop at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Speaking of exciting, help us cheer on our team, the Ubley Bearcats. Go Bearcats!
USA 42, Ubley 14 on WLW Sports in week number one of high school football in the 2013 campaign. Clark Ramsey along with Dave Hansen here calling this one in front of us, which is suddenly blown wide open with two large runs from USA.
Yeah, if you left your radio for about 5 minutes and came back, you just missed a couple very long touchdown runs by Brandon Harper. He has broken a couple of them over 50 yards easy and made it look easy for the USA offense.
Seth Gangler ran in for 65 yards, then Brandon Harper that last one. As this kick gets down to about the 13-yard line, picked up by Kaboski, and here he comes across the 15, running sideways. Barry Sanders across to the 25, to the 30, near the near sideline, and finally pushed out of bounds at the 39-yard line. They say he's actually down at the 40 from the 13-yard line, so a 27-yard return for Kaboski, trying to give Ubley a little bit of shorter field to work with here, with 8:39 left in the fourth quarter, trailing by 28 points.
Yeah, finally, the last couple kickoffs have gotten all the way back to him, and see why he's back there. He makes a couple nice runs to give Ubley a chance here and move them down the field, giving them a little better start than what they have seen.
Coming in this game in the historical matchup, the difference between all the games and averages, 24 hundredths. Today, 28 points currently. It's a handoff right up the middle, good for enough, about 7 yards out to the 47-yard line. On the bottom of that pile is number 22, Cody Rogenbach. Colt Rogenbach, excuse me.
Number 85, Nick Nordstrom, the senior defensive end, makes the tackle for USA.
USA's largest victory against Ubley came back in 1983, 39-0. Currently, they lead by 28. Ubley, with a first down effort, crossed the midfield out to the 47-yard line of USA. Kirk Kabosky, good enough for 6 yards.
Number 80, Garrett Nitz, makes the tackle.
8:05 left in the fourth quarter, 42-14, USA over Ubley. Bearcats staying in the T formation, 3 men in the backfield, right under center. Quick handoff up the middle, out to the 42-yard line is the little guy, number 20.
Derek Brown,
the freshman, gets out for about 4 yards, 2nd and 6 coming up from the 43-yard line of USA.
Brown tripped up to the line of scrimmage there. Looked like number 54, Austin Harper, got a piece of him as he went through.
2nd and 6 for the Bearcats into USA territory. 3 men in the backfield, right under center. I must say, Wright does not look like a sophomore quarterback, Dave.
No, he has played a fine game today, and well with his backfield here, Derek Brown, as he's running free again here.
Out to the 29-yard line from the 43 for the first down and then some. A 14-yard gain for Derek Brown. Speaking of underclassmen, the 5'8" freshman out for another first down. Brown has 144 yards on 14 carries. He's averaging a first down every time he touches the ball with 10.2.
Ewald with the tackle on the last play.
1st and 10 for the Bearcats. Hands off to the right side, and Brendan Ballard is there to meet him. Ballard was on his knees. Bear hugged him and said, "You're done." No gain on the play, bringing up 2nd down.
Ballard's been getting double teamed all night, offensive linemen all over him. Finally, he got one-on-one and got and see what he can do when he has one-on-one. He usually wins.
I did not catch the ball carrier on that one, Dave. Kirk Kabosky had that one. 42-14, 6:25 left in the fourth. And another handoff. This one to the left side, not much going there. And Derek Brown, the ball carrier, one more time. No gain in the play, brings up 3rd down and 10, right at the 29-yard line.
Number 27, Seth Gangler with the tackle for the Patriot defense.
Austin Harper actually leads USA defenders with 7 tackles on the night. 5:55 left in the fourth. USA leads 42-14. Ubley with the ball at the USA 29, facing a 3rd and 10. Looking back, it's a handoff, and he gets out for about 4 yards, out to the 26-yard line. Number 22, Cole Rogenbach, the ball carrier for. He brings up a 4th down for Ubley. And they're more than likely being go for it.
Number 22, Nathan Milkey with the tackle.
4th and 6, that's a 4-yard gain for Rogenbach. 5:15 left in the fourth.
Even with this game out of reach, Clark, these plays right here are very important because going forward, when you're in these types of situations, 4th and 6, on your way in to score, running plays here correctly is very important in the future for the season.
5 minutes to go, and it's back to pass is right, and he gets crushed before he lets go and is nearly picked off by the USA secondary. Number 88 was back there, Hayden Ewald, ready to pick it off, but 3 USA defenders actually nearly collided and knocked the ball loose. Wright had to get rid of that one quickly because a big man with the number 72 across his chest was there to cream him.
And he did cream him at that, so Wright did everything he could to get the ball down the field. Unfortunately, there's more Patriots in the area than Bearcat receivers.
Pass was intended for Kabosky. Falls incomplete, and that's a turnover of downs, so USA with the ball back with 4:53 left. First and 10 for number 13, Carter Lindberg, in his first varsity start at quarterback. 2nd in the depth chart last year to Jake Beachy, a 2-year starter. First play is a handoff to the left side to number 22, Nathan Milkey. It's a gain of about 2 yards. Second and 8 coming up for USA. Trying to milk this clock as much as it's worth. They lead by 28.